We're going to run with a theme today of New Year's resolutions. Did you make one? Well, since it's New Year's weekend, technically, it's not too late. According to a survey from MetaFans, 44% of U.S. adults say they're making a resolution for 2022. That's actually down from 50% this time in 2021. Top three resolutions for 2022. 49% said they're going to focus on financial health. 46%. Improving health and wellness, 43%, focusing on self-care. Now, that isn't where resolutions have to be limited to. Your resolution can be doing or changing something which can help yourself or help others. It can be just make a difference overall. One of those ways to do that is to run for public office. And, you know, it's a lot easier to get on a ballot in New Jersey than you probably thought. Looked up what it takes to file a candidate's petition to get on a ballot if you're running for public office in New Jersey, number of signatures that you need. You want to run for governor in New Jersey as a Democrat or Republican? How many signatures do you think you need? 1,000. Third-party candidates, 800. For state legislature and the state senate, for any party, Democrat, Republican, third party, you need, nope, not 1,000, 100 signatures. Same for the state assembly. Want to run for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat or Republican? 1,000 signatures, 800 for third party candidacy. For the U.S. House, 200 for Democrat, Republican, 100 for independent. And I've mentioned this before, I think. If you want to run for your local school board, which a lot of people want to do these days since they have a whole variety of problems with school districts, maybe even remote learning or not remote learning, that could be the case. You need a grand total of 10 signatures on your petition to get on the ballot for your local school board. Now, I should mention, too, you could be one of the signatures on that or any of the candidacy petitions I mentioned. So, you know, think of that. If you want to run for school board, you sign your name, you're 10% of the way there. For more local offices like mayor, town council member, you'd check with your local city or county clerk for the exact number, but the New Jersey State statute on petition signatures required to be placed on a ballot in races that are not statewide mandates that the maximum number of signatures required has to be limited to no more than 100.